When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. And today we say hello to Christine Grimm, and I'm really excited to talk to her about Silver Fire Gallery and Gifts. Welcome to the WGHN Airwaves. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
What do you do there? And tell me all about this store.
Oh gosh. Well, I'm relatively new to Washington Street. I used to be in Harborfront.
I thought you were new. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in Harborfront on the second floor before.
Okay.
So I moved right before Light Night, and it's a gift shop, and I have mainly local artists, and then I buy from a lot of Michigan companies, women-owned companies, and fair trade.
How fun. You had Jeeps and Ducks for Jeep Fest. You had Jeep earrings and duck earrings at your store, at your gallery.
I did.
How exciting. I have to ask, are you an artist yourself?
I am.
I knew
I
it.
Am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You were probably one of those people in high school that, like, you know, knew how to draw really well, and, you know, you probably did really well in art class.
Actually, no. I was a performing artist.
You were? Really?
I was.
What did you do?
I played the clarinet in both the band and the orchestra. I was in the marching band. I was a drum major my senior year.
Wow.
I sang. I was in Shirley Lemon's first choir when she came to Grand Haven.
How exciting.
And so when I graduated, I intended to go into the performing arts and teaching.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is exciting. Silver Fire Gallery and Gifts. Tell me how you get your stuff and how you connect with local artists.
Well, I've been in business for over almost 20 years.
Wow.
As an artist and as a teacher. So many of my friends are artists. I know a lot of the artists in town and throughout West Michigan and beyond. The word has gotten out that I am looking for artists, and so a lot of artists come and find me. I don't think of myself as sort of a top-tier gallery, if you will. A lot of the artists that I have are emerging artists, people who are talented but have never sold their work before, or perhaps sold it in limited ways. They're not generally people who are applying to art competitions or that kind of thing. So I'm kind of an entry for many of them. And I just go with work that I like.
Well, that's just it. You know, so when you see something, you know right away.
Oh, yeah.
I have to have that in my gallery, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would think so, too. And I know you like to work with women-owned companies, too.
I do.
Power to the women. Women could take over this town. That's awesome.
Thank you.
We need all the support that we can get, and you like to work with fair trade and social good as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Now, I did have someone come into the store one day and say, "Don't you buy from men?" And the answer is, yes, I do.
Of course you do. You're just trying to support women.
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to find ways to be supportive of women and families. I'm also trying to work to make art more all-inclusive. I want art to be accessible. I don't want it, and I've felt this way my entire life. My degree is in fine arts administration. So I've always wanted the arts to be accessible to everyday people. And for it to be accessible, we need to have the artists that are out there trying to sell their work and maybe don't know how. And then we also need to have it at a level. It needs to be good, but it also needs to be affordable in an entry-level way.
It sure does.
That's kind of what I'm trying to do.
And I think when you make art available to everyone, I think a lot of times people, when it comes to art, if it's something that they don't understand, whether it's a picture or a piece of jewelry or something that maybe they don't know about the artist, or maybe they don't know what the artist is trying to convey, fear sets in. It does.
It does.
Fear,
it does.
Fear sets in all the time with people. One of the artists that you work with is Lisa. Tell me about Lisa.
Lisa Lehman?
Yes.
All right.
She's
Lisa Lehman is a jewelry. She is fabulous. She also happens to be a friend, so I'll admit that. But Lisa is a jewelry artist here in Michigan. She's been working as a jewelry artist for many, many years. I believe over 20 years. She has a huge following in Michigan and beyond. And recently she started doing sketches and paintings. And so I started out with some of her cards. I have postcards and greeting cards that she's done. And now I just received a new set of jewelry. I'll be carrying her jewelry in the shop this summer. And I have a great assortment of stuff that just came in yesterday. So I'm really excited.
Fabulous. I just mentioned her because I know her. But I mean, tons of incredible artists. And what I love about a gallery like this is that you get those unique gifts, right? You know how there's always, you're always looking for something. You want to get somebody something really unique, right?
Right.
You have to go to a place like this to find stuff like that. And then if you can support a local artist, even better.
Yeah, yeah. And it's... What I try for are things that people can say, hey, I need something as a hostess gift. I need something as a last minute thing for this event I'm going to on Friday. And I want them to be able to walk in, look around, and have something strike them.
Sure.
And so I have coasters by Roger Ensign, who's a Spring Lake artist. He hand paints every single coaster. They are the Grand Haven Pier. I have Daytime and Sunset. They're one-of-a-kind paintings that sell for $16.
There you go. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And you work with the Sable Candle Company, their candles. Mm-hmm. I know you on your website, silverfiregifts.com. It's very informative and very easy to navigate as well. I can't wait to go to your gallery. Tell me how important it is to have a relationship with Grand Haven Main Street now that you're on Washington.
Yes. Well, it's always been important because they do so much to support the downtown businesses and center town businesses as well. Now that I am on Main Street, I'm more active and I'm a member of the promotions committee. So I work closely with Shandi Poppy, the DDA director, and then many of the merchants downtown. I'll tell you, the merchants downtown are fantastic. And I don't know if people in Grand Haven really realize it. Most of the businesses are locally owned. Most of them are women owned. And if it had not been for local business owners, I couldn't have made the change that I made. I signed a lease. We redid the entire property. We packed up my shop and we've moved me in a week.
Wow.
And I did it with the help of places like Matt Kite. Mm-hmm. And lots of friends.
Yeah.
But the DDA is very supportive, very informative. They work with people coming into town who may want to open a business, and they're available for questions and connections. They run many programs.
Yeah, yeah.
And so promotions committee is where I landed.
That's awesome. And I love that we're doing these Grand Haven Main Street because quite frankly, I've learned so much about these area businesses through this downtown Main Street spotlight that we're doing. And it's so nice to meet you. I cannot wait to go to your gallery, 124 Washington Avenue in Grand Haven. What are your hours?
I'm about to change them.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do at the moment.
Okay.
Probably 9 to 9.
Okay. 9 to 9?
Yeah, yeah. If I can get enough people to cover the time,
awesome.
I want to be open at night. But the challenge with being a small business like mine is I have to have the business to support hiring the people.
I get it.
And so right now, I'm Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6:30, and I'm Sunday, noon to 4.
Wait a minute. You're open on Sunday?
I am.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, thank
Yay. You. Yay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, now I can go somewhere Sunday.
No, yeah.
I know that a lot of people do take Sunday off in town, and that's fine. That's their right, but that's nice to know that you're open on Sunday.
Yeah, there are a couple of us that are open on Sunday. Actually, more than I thought.
Really?
Yeah. That's one of the myths in Grand Haven is that...
I think it is. Mm-hmm, I think you're right.
Many of the merchants are open later. Matt Kite is open later, Fortino's. I go to 6:30 so I can at least be open after work, but yeah. I don't have enough staff to be open much later than that. So... I'm hoping that in the next week or so, I can expand my hours and be there later at night.
All right. She's looking. Mm-hmm. She's hiring. What was I going to say to you? There was something I wanted. Oh, Coast Guard. Are you going to do anything special for Coast Guard? Will you have anything inside your gallery for Coast Guard?
Oh, gosh. I'm looking.
Okay. I
have some sterling silver jewelry right now that is maritime related. So I have a men's ring that has anchors around the band that's sterling. So I'm looking for things that might be emblematic But which could be worn year round.
Sure, sure.
And I don't know yet. There are plans for a window.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
A window display. How exciting. Yeah.
And I've got some little things, like I've got some, they're made from recycled beer caps, and they're magnets.
Yeah.
And there's one that's Coast Guard themed.
That's really cool. I saw that. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. I cannot wait to visit Silver Fire Gallery in Gifts. Christine Grimm, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
See, it was easy, right? It was like
it
you
was.
And I are
it was great.
Coffee. I told you. I love Thursdays. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Everything's waiting.